Tessa. And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon, on this end of the week, coming at you this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. For those that don't know, welcome, and we're glad you're here. And I welcome you all. Family, today, I'm going to talk about four of subjects, and introspection, rise of the Roman Empire, in a way you might not expect. Gun control, to a certain extent. We'll talk about a little bit of everything today and see where it heads. I want to definitely cover some interesting news that just came up, and I'll show you what's behind them, what's behind the news, and how they're manipulating the public. The principle that they use, let's say Mount Airy, North Carolina. You ever heard of it? That's where I'm at. That's where I live. Or Podunk, Florida, wherever. Don't matter. Or they'll find an article, they'll find or set up a situation one way or the other. They'll find that instant, a situation, event, whatever it is. Whether it happened or they set it up, it doesn't matter. And they will take that event and they'll plaster it all over the United States. So whether it happens in Podunk, South Dakota, don't matter. It'll hit every news throughout the United States. So then what does that tell you? When it hits 25 plus of the major newspapers, where do you think the smaller newspapers get their news from? Council of Foreign Relations and the 25 major newspapers, major networks. So, in other words, if you haven't figured it out already, that one situation in Podunk, South Dakota, or Florida, or don't make any difference where, pin the tail on the donkey, just pick a state. It becomes a teaching point a matter of propaganda for the entire country. And in some cases, as proven by that fraud named Terry Jones, an alleged minister in some Florida, he worked for P2. He was trained by P2 in Germany, 30 years. He's no podunk little minister from Florida. That Terry Jones that burns the Koran, that all these other interviewers said was a hero. Not a hero. Lord, no. He served a purpose for the Illuminati, for the Freemasons, for the Knights of Malta, for the secret societies. He served a function, because if you think for one second that the Arab countries heard about some little minister in some little town in Podunk, Florida. Is there a Podunk, Florida, in South Dakota and Texas? Do they all have Podunk, USA? Anyway. Stirred an entire nation overseas to riot and Benghazi and all that. You got to be, you can't be that naive. Surely. Surely not. It's all set up. On cue. They work on cue. Okay, Terry. We told you when to do it. Go ahead and do it. Then they coordinate with their Arab CIA or Mossad or MI5, MI6 contacts, three cells down. All right, kick off the riots. And now blame it on Terry Jones in Podunk, Florida. Come on now. Then he hung an effigy of Obama in front of his alleged church. I was talking about this on the cell phone one day, about 2 years ago, a year or two ago, on a plane. I was taking a plane to Europe or something. I think it was where I was going. And I was discussing this on my cell phone, and there's people around me. Well, I don't care if people around me. But some white boy behind me. I have to say white boy because this is his problem he's got. He's white boy. I'm a white boy, too, Scotch-Irish. Who cares? Anyway, he says, excuse me. I said, what? He says, you have people around you. I said, it's a plane and we're in tight seats. And so what? He said, what you're talking about, you should really keep it down. That's a wrong thing to say. Wrong thing to say. I didn't get ugly with him. I started laughing. I said, you want to hear me talk? Now you listen to me now. And I got louder. People are becoming too politically correct. I use that as an opportunity to express my opinion. Family, people have got to know about this Illuminati, about the Freemasons, and the Freemasons have got to know about the Freemasons and what they're doing at the highest level. They got to know it because they're using them. And they're going to kill them. Literally. It's documented. Can I get this across to anybody by what the Illuminati's really up to? You don't understand that they have a website out. I'm putting this on my Facebook. They got a website, and now they're saying that you can join the Illuminati, and they have a little textbook thing going on. Yeah, you can join them. As the spider said to the fly. And everybody shows their face on this Facebook portrait, like 7 or 8 selfies or whatever you're going to call those things. And everybody's holding up their little blue Illuminati textbook. And I told the person on my Facebook, I said, it reminded me of a story I read yesterday. It was the day before yesterday on Facebook about this family that was reported on by the neighbor about an 8-foot alligator in the backyard. Neighbor said, where'd that come from? 8-foot alligator. That's big. That's a cat eater, man. So the neighbor reported it to the animal control. And I said, this is like, they said they had the alligator for 40 years. So that means it was a baby, a little alligator they got somewhere. I said, well, that reminds me of that story. at the time, getting that little tiny alligator is cute. But now, 40 years later, not a good idea. Well, it's the same thing joining the Illuminati. Sounded like a good idea at the time, but this alligator is going to eat you. Not much difference. That's how it works, and it is guaranteed to happen. I've got their 40 objectives that they put out in the turn of the century to hook and crook their initiates. You ought to read that mess. Oh, it's just all kinds of milquetoast. To raise your consciousness level to a godlike and blah, blah, blah. They don't tell them about total population control. Let's work through that agency called NSA. Evil to the absolute core. And they use their Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Y'all getting tired of me saying that, aren't you? Well, I try to remind people that every often as I can. I don't know who listens, who don't. I just want to make sure they know we know. And it's to bring it up to them so they can look within themselves and find out what they're doing is wrong, bad wrong. And it's going to come back and bite them like that alligator. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to go into, and we'll see where we end up. That's how it is today, where I'm headed. Mostly commentary, but I'm going to bring up some very controversial issues. Maybe a few of them will have you shifting in your seat left and right. I don't know. Maybe some of you might want to leave. I don't know. But I am not going to hold anything back. I don't believe in being politically correct. I abhor it. It's like bullies. I don't like bullies. People mess with other people, can't fight back. I really don't like those kind of people at all. I don't like being politically correct. Someone says, be politically correct. Well, I just go opposite. Just because I want to. That's the way it is. I have knowledge, unusual knowledge of this New World Order. I know their agenda. I don't have any clue about their time frames. So what I look for is the signs of the times. Like the fig tree when it blooms. You look for the signs. Well, the biggest one, one of the biggest ones, is after this alleged shooting in Paris, which never happened, is now they're starting to form a European Union that's despotic. They're starting to form all the intelligence agencies and letting you know that they're doing it. They've always have. It's always been there. They always have had this. Now all they're doing is making it public. That's all they're doing. They're letting you know this is what we got and it's for your own protection. We got to take away some rights to give you rights. What'd you just say? That's how they're playing it. They never will give you back your rights. They're lying like Joyner and Rick Joyner, Boykin, all the rest of them. Yes, he called for a military takeover of the U.S. government. And he's still operating. How come he's not in jail? Because he's a Knights of Malta, that's why. You got some hapless Facebook operator that says something about Obama, and allegedly he gets arrested in his home or whatever. Here you got Rick Joyner, a minister of Morningstar Luciferian Ministries down in Charlotte. That's what Morningstar means. Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. Whole different ballgame. But the Morning Star, called by the secret societies, is Lucifer. They can't say the bright Morning Star because that's Jesus' title. Oh, they are tricky, 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 tricky. That's how they play it. I'm anxious to get started. I got to dedicate the broadcast, man. I got a lot to talk about today. I got a lot to give y'all. I hope to make a lot of the guys higher up uncomfortable. That's why I keep saying it over and over. I sometimes hope the Joint Chief of Staff will hear me and look at my military record and know that I'm telling the truth and know what I've said is correct. And hopefully, maybe one or two of them just might say, you know, what we're doing is not right. One of them, maybe two, might have the courage to actually sabotage their activities. Maybe become a whistleblower. Maybe put a virus in their computer or something. I don't know. Or maybe even better yet, they might say, what I'm doing is wrong, and be convicted and take Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, that's number one. That's number one. The secular is what I said before. Whatever. But the number one, and then it takes care of itself. God will guide him then, or her, or whatever, whoever it is, to the right steps to take. Now, that's a lot better. It's going to come down to that. They will not win. They have the upper hand right now because they work for Lucifer. Lucifer is God of this world, but he's not king. Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ, you know, God incarnated human flesh, that one. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving. Lord, today we dedicate this broadcast, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive me of my impatience. Father, my thoughts are not pleasing to you. I need help. Lord, guide me in the right path. Give me patience, long enduring. Father, forgive me of my sins as I lay them before the cross. Father, I'm not perfect, but I have a responsibility. Lord, I need that help to guide me in the right path. Father, to touch those family members around us all, to touch their heart, to let them come loose, come free, and to take you as their Savior and speak out, to let go of their pride, let go of what holds them back, to let go of the old and bring in the new through Jesus Christ, and through him to have the courage to speak to others and to carry that gospel with them. Not of ourselves, deny self, take up the cross, and follow him. Father, through that we need supernatural help. So much influence down here is carried through by the Satanists, Luciferians, and those who control our education, our politics, the arts, the education, the science. Father, we know about these areas. We know who controls them for now. And all the religions, all of them. Lord, we need that influence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit to come back and to come into us so we can prepare for those times yet to come. We pray for those, Father, that see no hope and seek the way of suicide, that, Father, you'll find a way, because you know every one of them and the thoughts they're having. Many don't know, Lord, the majority don't even know about the way that the science is controlling them. By their DNA, by their mind, by the false information they get on the news, the education, all of it. That, Lord, that you'll bring discernment and wisdom, but discernment to open up their hearts, open up their minds, to lead them to your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, to lead them away from these thoughts of suicide and to render null and void, Father, of those that are tricked into these psychotropic drugs. And Father, to raise the awareness of parents for the evils, the HPV, the sterilization process they're putting them through, the ADHD lie that they've got, the psychotropic drugs they're shoving in the children. And Father, the attack from our own country against our own soldiers and Europe as well. And Father, they've centered it on our own military, preparing for this new world order that we know, Father, is eventually coming, but will fail. But Father, in the meantime, we pray for those souls to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that they have the opportunity to do so. And all these things we pray the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, I had a thought this morning. You know, life sometimes, especially in this series of events we're running into, this new world order and all that, and decisions you make in your life relative to these issues, it's kind of like incoming wave when you're playing in the ocean. You know, you're playing in the ocean, and the waves come in, can't stop them. And the waves go out, can't stop them. Stopping this coming judgment, or stopping death, is the same thing as the waves. You're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop death. It's inevitable. You can ignore it. You can say, I'm playing in the ocean, but there's no waves here. Well, the ocean's got another idea about that. And ain't no getting out of it. In life, you just can't walk out on the beach. This is where you're stuck in the ocean, playing in the waves. Well, stopping the coming judgment on this earth, or stopping death even, is like thinking you can stop or ignore the incoming waves. All you can do is brace yourself for it. But there's ways you can embrace yourself. You can ride it if it's too big. Or you can turn sideways and you can slice right through it if it's small. But to ignore it, you're going to be swept out to sea. To ignore it, it's going to knock you down. It's going to happen one way or the other. So going about your daily routine and just not discussing it, not thinking about it, not praying about it, is not going to make it go away. You see? It's coming. And you say, well, it may not be in my lifetime, in your lifetime. Then that means death is coming eventually. But I don't want to think about that. Okay, well, not thinking about it don't mean it's not going to happen. I had a family member past few years, we'll say, that knew they were going to eventually go on, had a physical problem, and he looked at his wife and he said, is this it? Well, we're taught through death education that it's the end. But family, it's not the end. This is it. Is this it? This is the it. Is the beginning of eternity. Where are you going to spend it? This is it for the physical life. If you're a born again Christian, he's taking you out of here. Okay, this leads me to something I want to tell you then. I see there's this heading. I need to tell you about this. I talked about this in a Bible study. I know I got the news to cover and population control and the New World Order and all that and some things I cover in the news. It's coming. It's coming. You just hold your horses there a minute. But something important, the news will come. The news will go. The police can close down a lemonade stand and everybody get all irritable about it because they closed down a 10-year-old's lemonade stand. It'll come and it'll go. But family, death is coming. I'm sorry if I need to talk about it. Death education teaches you not to talk about it. Why? Because the controlling forces here don't want you to think about being born again. That's why. But they sure are pushing their agenda, saying satanic prayers and commissioners' meetings. Taking out 10 commandments. They got something scared of. For them to take it out means they're scared of it. They're afraid of it. Why take it out? You don't believe in God, right? Okay. So what's the problem with Ten Commandments? What's the deal? Kind of afraid of it, aren't you? For them. But see, death, listen. What about the Christians? The real Christians back in the day of Caesar's. See, let me tell you what happened real quick. Not to go off on the rabbit trail, but I'm going to lay the groundwork pretty much. The pharaohs came after Nimrod. The fallen angels came back and started again. Alchemy and all that sort of thing. Freemasonry began around Nimrod. The bloodline of Cain all died out. The Freemasons tell you otherwise. He's lying or deceived. There's no bloodline of Cain survived. No Tubal Cain, no whatever. They all died. Enoch was taken. No Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch was designed by Orphanel Enoch in the first century. That's a whole new story. Never by Enoch. Okay, so, you know. Everything was wiped out before the flood except for 8 people that were righteous, all righteous. And they didn't have no corrupted DNA in them, women or the men. They give you a hint. The Bible gives you a hint. Noah was perfect in his generation. That means his DNA was perfect. Now, you know, his sons had his DNA. You got the point here? That's how it works. That's genetics. And his 3 sons wasn't Chinese, white, and black. He didn't have 3 different cultures in his DNA pattern. Come on now. And the Nephilim wasn't in the wives. They made sure they didn't intermarry in that group. Oh, goodness gracious. So the fallen angels came back, started their manipulation of bloodlines. Here's the point. The pharaohs, I call them bubbleheads, were Nephilim hybrids. They finite. They manipulated the DNA. They learned, the fallen angels learned how to manipulate the DNA to create humanoids. They made them pharaohs. Notice the helmet structure. Fit the heads. Different DNA. No longer giants, although giants did spring up by manipulated DNA later. That's the Anunnaki and all those guys were hybrids. That's why I had to wipe them out. But here's the point. The pharaohs of Egypt, the leaders of that era, all of them, whole world at that point, there's a point in time, I don't know the exact year, time frame, that the pharaohs migrated out of the Middle East into Europe. Hello, Roman Empire. Hello, synagogue of Satan. So that pharaohs of Egypt migrated to Europe like a chess move. And the Caesars that came after that were to wipe out those who followed the Christian beliefs. To kill them. Well, it didn't work. Pharaohs failed. Rome imploded. Feet of iron and clay. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar that talks about in Daniel. Well, okay. That dream is coming true today. Right now. Because when you see, and I'm comfortable in saying this, because when you see in the photos of the so-called leaders, you know, Cameron and Merkel and Netanyahu, which isn't even, he's not even Jew anyway. He's an Ashkenazi, a Khazar. The real Jews don't even look white, blonde hair, blue eyed. They're Middle Easterner. Hello. These are Ashkenazi, Khazar. It's a fake Israel. The real Israel is when Jesus Christ comes back after Armageddon. That's the real Israel. The Star of David is not even Christian. It's not, not even Jewish. Star of David is witchcraft. So is our pentagram. So is our stars and stripes. It's based on a pentagram, witchcraft. Sorry, but it is. I got to tell you like it is. The Star of David is a hexagram. The occult requires a blood sacrifice. It's a powerful witchcraft sign. Crest of Solomon. It's not David's. David ain't got nothing to do with it. The menorah, candlesticks, is a real Hebrew Jews symbol. It's a fake Israel that's there today, controlled by the Vatican. It's like the United States. It's a colony of England, as we are today. Canada and Australia are all colonies of England. We never won our independence. All I'm telling you can be proven, and it's true. So the pharaohs migrated to Europe and became the ruling class of all Europe. Hence the Roman Empire. Babylon fell. Medo-Persian Empire fell. Greece failed. They were all taken over by the next one after the other. Except Rome didn't. Rome imploded and destroyed from within. That's the point. That's the Roman Empire destroyed, coming back together. As you saw on the photograph of all those hand in hand, the European Union forming together is the revival of the whole Roman Empire. It's all the countries. They're all there. Spain, Italy, France, Germany. That's the old Roman Empire. Three of the ten went extinct. The Ostrogoths or something, whatever. I got the list of them here, but that's not the point. They'll pull in three more unions to make it ten. You're seeing it happen today. I don't hear anybody talking about that much. But that is a revival of the whole Roman Empire. And right now, they're pulling together, letting you know what they've already had. All the intelligence agencies pulled together. They've always had that. They're just now telling you about it, and they got a reason, an excuse for it. Anti-terrorism. I'm going to cover that a little later. But now they're using it as an excuse. They're sweeping this Europe, anti-terrorist raids and all that sort of thing. They set them up. That's what they do. They set them up, and then they go arrest them. How about that? MI5, MI6 sets it all up. Then they know where they are, of course. Then they go arrest them. We made this arrest. Yeah, after they set them up, too. Oh, man, what a bunch of boobs, I'll tell you what. But they want you afraid of death. They want you to worry. Oh, that's why I pulled that out. Okay. They want you afraid of death. Death education began when you got in first grade. When you would go see somebody in a casket. When you'd make little etchings on gravestones. When you'd write your epitaph for your second grade teacher as a writing. They know what they're doing. The teachers knew. They were told to do this nonsense. To get you afraid of death. In the 1950s, jumping under tables and desks, and as you're having your practice drill for a nuclear explosion, all that stuff. Every decade. It's by design. Because I covered yesterday, all the high schools, colleges, universities, all of them are schools of Marxism, socialism. Every school in America, every school in Europe, every single one of them. The evidence is slam dunk. It's a given. Satan is short time here now. Because judgment is coming. Death is coming. See, death is actually... For the born again, death is mercy. Because in the Colosseum, the ones that died, although not pleasant, they died praising the Lord. As a matter of fact, this was the problem they had, the Romans had, when they were killing the Christians over hundreds of years in the Colosseums, in the blood games, that we have similar today, by the way. I talked about that this past week. Except this was real blood games. Hunger games. Oh, mixed martial arts. Boxing. Family, that's what that's all about. That's exactly what it's about. To get you used to it. Well, the deaths of those Christians praising God as they died you think is terrible. That's terrible. But what was going on was this. This world is going down, man. It is going down. Judgment's coming. That's a given. Number two, people in the stands started converting. That was not expected. They expected the horrendous deaths that's going on and would say, well, I don't even want no part of that. What's that? What happened? That's why they brought in Constantine in the 4th century. Because they had to say, well, we can't beat this. Even though we're killing them, we can't beat it. So we got to join it and create a religion. That's what they created Christianity for. And control them. And we'll kill them later. That was Inquisition. Hoo-hoo-hoo, how about that? Bet you never heard that before. Except on here. That's what they did. Or thought they were going to do. Oh, it worked. 50 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. The Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million. Let's not talk about Stalin, Pol Pot. All these were promoted by the Jesuits. Saddam Hussein, he's a Freemason. Family, do you understand where I'm headed with this? What's really going on? Well, death is inevitable. But when God takes his people out of this earth, if you've got the faith and you know that you love God, you've accepted God as your Jesus Christ as your Savior, he's taking you out of here and putting you up there. There's no soul sleep. That's baloney. But now if you're not, you're afraid of death because you don't know where you're going. You may say, well, is this the end of my life forever? You should know. No, it's not. It's a transition. Your body's coming later. Judgment seat of Christ, it'll join up. God will reinstitute it. Translate it out of the earth back to your body, your soul. Death for the believer is taking you out before the rapture. And before judgment from a world that will receive total judgment upon it. He's removing you out of here. In the Colosseums in the days of Rome, the death of the Christian was converting everybody in the stands, as I said. Even time one centurion that used to feed the Christians to the lions and all that, he did many times. You know what he did? One of them, forgot his name, top of my head, but he took off his armor and joined them. He walked out with them. I want faith in this God you worship. Because he saw so many going out with no problem. They were praying, praising their Lord. He said, man, there's got to be something to it. I'm going with you. That's what he did. Granted, they weren't pleasant. In fact, we got it coming back again. In the fifth seal. Souls on the altar, those who accept Jesus Christ and have not died for some reason or whatever, will be persecuted. It's coming. Once God has removed his believers, protected those after the fifth seal, boy, let me tell you something. Boy, oh boy. When that first trumpet sounds after the sixth seal hadn't happened yet. There'll be a great earthquake this world has never seen ever. It will take down HARP. It will take down everything standing will go down. You'll not have technology. It will not exist after God gets done with it. Be a darkening of the sun and the moon will turn his blood red. One blood moon. There are not four in the scripture. Hagee and Blitz are egregiously wrong. And they're wrong on purpose. Because they work with Illuminati. They will try to fake it, and they're part of it. That book, Four Blood Moons, is absolute total nonsense. You can't believe these people. And that can also be proven. Four Blood Moons are normal. Every year, it just depends on when they want to put forth their technologies to try to pull this fake off. That's what it's all about. A believer will not be here, the seven trumpets. You're not appointed to wrath. those that went to the hills after the abomination of desolation will be protected. And then the hammer is going to fall on those left. Those that go to the hills will be mortal. They will start the human race again once all this is over. But the sixth seal brings on the seventh seal. The abomination of desolation, when the Antichrist, when he finally shows, will say, I'm God, will cause the Jews to stop animal sacrifices, which hadn't started yet, and the new temple, which hadn't been built yet. He'll control Jerusalem. He'll double cross them. And then God's going to sound the trumpet. And during the days of persecution, the believer and the unbelievers will be mixed in the camps before death. They will be afraid. It will be your time as a believer to witness to those that are in fear. Telemachus, Telemachus, was a gladiator. He died with the Christians. Telemachus. I may have pronounced it wrong. I don't speak Latin. Telemachus was the gladiator that worked feeding the Christians to the lions. He quit and joined them to die with them. But your time to witness, because you won't say, is this it? You'll say, this is it, and I'm gone. And they're going to wonder, why are you calm? Say, because I know Jesus Christ. You want to know him? There's where you go to work. Now, for those who mocked God, for those who sought after eternal life by their own methods, by selling their souls to Satan, for those responsible for the death of millions and other believers and other just non-believers, whoever, they want to escape death by eugenics, transhumanism, cloning, all that. Oh, they're going to be able to. God will supernaturally cause them not to die during the time of the trumpets. Except when it's time to take them to hell. Many will seek death, but will not find it. They want eternal life. They want to live through death. They're going to. But they're going to live through the torment of the seven trumpets. Because they will seek death. They will not find it. They want life. They're going to get it. Until Armageddon. That's what's coming. But family, we don't know when. So live your life. Seek the Lord. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't let him put worry. Worry is because you're losing faith. Fear is because you've lost faith. If you're afraid of death today, you're afraid to live today. You can't live in fear and live your life. If you're in fear of death, you're afraid of life. That don't mean you hurry it up, neither. So finally, I'm going to launch into the news today. In summation, or finally, is a little story. It was told. This guy handed this fellow a tall glass of water, and he told him to hold it. So he said, the longer I held it, the heavier it felt. Finally, your hand grew tired, and he had to put the glass down. I've learned that worry can be like holding a glass of water. The longer I worry about something, the more my fears weigh me down. Now, King David, he knew about fear. His whole life had been turned upside down, and his son Absalom had stolen the allegiance of the nation of Israel from him and was attempting to take the throne for himself. Well, David didn't know who was loyal to him, who was against him, his only option seemed to be to run. He said to his servants, in 2 Samuel 15:14, in 2 Samuel 15:14, he said, "And David said unto his all servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword." Now, in a psalm that David might have written while he was fleeing for his life, he wrote, "I cried to the Lord with my voice. He heard me from his holy hill." Psalm 3, verse 4. So in the midst of his fear, David looked to the Lord. God showed him grace, restored him to the throne. You know, there's plenty of worries that can weigh you down. But when you release them into God's hands, he'll help you through the trials. Ancestus said, "Thank you, Lord, that we do not have to be weighed down by worry. Help us to place our concerns in your care so we do not fear tomorrow." Worry is a burden that God never meant for us to fear or to bear. Excuse me. So, this is why I want you to know. Now, I tell you all about some of the same things everybody else does. You know, FEMA camps and GMO products and all that stuff, and, you know, the New World Order and vaccinations and sterility and all that stuff. But I'm telling you, this is temporary. And I'm giving you what they're doing. When you got the Lord in your life, it's like, well, so what? Just don't go there. Pray against it. Spiritual warfare. Don't worry about it. It's in God's hands. Form yourself together and stop that, well, euthanasia legislation in Oregon. Stop it. In Texas, stop it. Gear up your NRA. Gear up your... Find out what the Paul Rykoff is doing for the help of the veterans. What are they really doing? We demand to know what your objectives are, and we want them done now. Put them to the task and say, man, we want you out of the Council of Foreign Relations or change over. And the Freemasons, man, before you start talking, tell them to renounce the blood oath or just be quiet. Man, take action. It's not about revolution at all. Not about punching somebody out. It's about taking legislative action. It's about coming together, having people to show up, shut up, move out and let somebody else in that you can trust. It's about telling that guy in Florida, you're not going to give some invocation to Satan, but I have a free ride. Shut up. We are founded on Christian principles. So you just set your little homesick butt down and just be quiet. You're not going to give some prayer to Satan. So zip it up, sucker. Or head on out the door. That's what you do. Stop polylagging around. Stand up for what you believe. Speak out. And tell the secret societies to be quiet. But they're there. You'll have one or two in your group, your councils, your committees, to monitor what you're doing. That's what they're there for. They're not your friend. They'll be your friend. They'll act like they are, but they are absolutely not. No way possible. Ask them to explain you the blood oath. Tell me some of your secrets. They won't. I'll raise a problem. You see, that's how it really works. And hopefully, one of y'all get someone to change over and convert and renounce a blood oath and get back to their families and stop with these secret nonsense. Does nobody any good at all? Well, family, the control of the culture has everything to do with the news today. That's why I put it down there. I need y'all this hour. Oh, man, I've already been talking about 45 minutes. I need y'all this hour to go to TalkStream Live, if you would, for me today. This hour, probably now, if you want. And then certainly after 5, like 5:15 or so, give or take, 5 o'clock, I don't know. Go to TalkStreamLive.com. And go to my page, because you'll click my picture on the rows of talk show hosts. Click my picture, Watchman for Jesus. It'll take you to my page, and you'll click that green bar to my right. And if you have a media player come up, just click it off, or you can listen from there if you want. Or click on my picture and go back to my website. But do that this hour if you'd like, and then go the next hour and do it again. I want to get an idea of where I sit today and what's going on. Who's listening? Not exactly who, but numbers. I want to make sure I'm getting out. Family, the rise of the Holy Roman Empire, I see it happening. Now, if you don't believe me, go to Daniel. Study it yourself. Then look at the ones walking today. Walk in that solidarity, show of solidarity in Paris. They're all members of the Roman Empire, every one of them. If you want to call that a coincidence, go on ahead. News, control of a culture. I will start with the news from the very top. It's going to be like a potpourri of news, but I'll explain it. Now, in January the 15th, as yesterday, this is almost getting ridiculous. There's a report in Maryland. Now, this is ridiculous. It really is. The article says, parents under investigation for neglect after allowing kids to walk the playground. Now, certainly, that's not a smart thing to do. Nowadays, it's not wise. Out of 350 million people in America, how many do you think allow their kids to walk to the playground? Anyway, so you got one article in Maryland that comes out, but here's the issue. They're under investigation. A Maryland family is under investigation for child neglect after allowing their kids, aged 6 and 10, to walk together, but without adults, to a neighborhood playground. Isn't that terrible? Sounds to me like we need to get signed to International Rights of the Child so the UN can take your children away from you because they know better than you. That's what I smell coming. And they use these little situations like this, like I told you about 45 minutes ago, plastered all over the United States. You'll find it there, all over. And that will set the brainwashing and propaganda for them to eventually sign. And this is not just this one. It's been over and almost daily something where children have been abused. Granted, I'm against abuse of a child, but they're using it for their own agenda. Now, this is going over the edge. Child Protective Service, investigating parents for letting their kids walk the playground for neglect. Neglect? Now, what happens if they succeed in taking those children away from them? Officials disagree. In late December, Montgomery County Police picked up the kids, Rafi and Dorva, walking half a block from home after being alerted by an observer. Six cop cars soon showed at the family's house. Incident spurred Montgomery County CPS to investigate Danielle, her husband Alexander, for child neglect. CPS visited the parents at home and also interviewed the children at school without their parents' knowledge and consent. What I tell y'all yesterday. So they're going to interview the children without the parents. The child, all of them's got texts. They text the parent, Mom, they're going to interview me right now. The parents are going to come flying from work, flying from home, and the cop's going to be there and say, "Man, you can't come on the side here. This is private property." "I'm a coming on." "No, you're not." This is what they're setting up. And you cops out there that are dealing with it, shame on you. Because you're getting involved in it. And they're going to come after your kids too eventually. They're using you. Renounce the blood oath. Get out of the Freemasons now. Before it goes too late. But anyway, right here, this is what they're setting up. Now they use this, probably in Maryland, as a precedence. You say, "Well, you know, maybe." Well, maybe. Okay, well, how about this? Look up Nancy Schaefer. Huh? Go ahead and do that. Nancy Schaefer, Congress lady in Georgia. Man, that woman, hard as nails, get things done like Benir Bhutto. She's going after Child Protective Service for their illegal activities, corruption. And she's also going to try to stop the North American Union, one of the unions of the world rise of the Roman Empire. Hello. I hope those listening just heard the impact of what I've just said. The North American Union, Canada, United States colony, and Mexico are part of the North American Union to replace one of the three tribes that were extinct. Anyway, 10 toes, 10 heads. In any case, she was going after CPS. Except one problem happened. She is murdered by her husband, no less. While she slept in bed, no less. And he shot himself after. They can't really say whether it's in the chest or the head he shot himself. Murder-suicide, Senator Schaefer and his wife. I mean, the husband and Senator Schaefer. She was killed. Murdered. CPS, evil to the core, provides the children that's profiled to the CIA. CIA maintains the children for use by the elite for various purposes, of which you do not want to know. That in itself describes it. That's what CPS is used for. And to keep control, and to help justify signing of the international rights of the child that failed to get signed by Hillary Clinton, pushing it in 1989. They want you to forget about that. I'm not going to let you forget about that. You see, one of the largest threats to American family was in the walls of the United Nations on November the 20th, 1989. And the UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And the 20th nation ratified that treaty on September the 2nd, 1990. That means the treaty is now in force. However, Hillary failed to get Congress to sign, and her pushing for it. They didn't sign the convention. There'd been pressure from Hillary Bob Clinton, wife of Billy Bob Clinton, of the Bob Clintons, and others to ratify the international nightmare. What's it for? It's to give ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations and the European Union. I found when I reviewed it. I could go over it, but a summary of the rights I found when reading it. Article 3, 4, 7, Article 13, 14, 15, and 16, 18, and 28, and 29, specifically, in specific ways, that'd be specific, wouldn't it, takes your children away from you and gives it back to the state, actually the United Nations. And you know the globalist publication called This World praised the UN Convention in the winter of 1984. Now, the title of the article you'll find is What's Wrong with Children's Rights? And to give an excerpt from Jan Blitz, quote, "The traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will, represses their sexuality, and turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings." Unquote. Jan Blitz in that Globus publication. 1984 in the winter. Now, that was like, and 10 years before. 10 years before that. Chester Pierce of Harvard, medical doctor, addressed 2,000 teachers in 1973 in Denver, Colorado. 10 years before that horrible article I just read you, said the following in front of 2,000 witnesses. He said, quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future." Unquote. Now, how come out of 2,000 teachers sitting there, just 100, I'm just asking for 100, get up and do a petition to have that sucker fired? Imagine 73, McDonald's was probably looking for managers. Being a doctor from Harvard, he would probably fit the bill. He could work at McDonald's or Burger King. I did. He could do it, I guess. He don't need to be a professor. He don't need to be teaching. He don't need to be talking to 2,000 teachers. But he did. Nobody said a word. Not a word was heard. As a mouse in Christmas morning. Not a word. Now, that brings me to this. Now you can understand from what Jan Blitz said and what Chester Pierce said and what all the rest of them are saying, that the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism and Marxism, which is taught in your schools, every school is a school of humanism, according to Charles Francis Potter, Roger Kimball, Georgia Ann Geyer, Bertrand Russell. Man, I can just go on and on and on and on till I run out of 2 hours. But one of the common goals and doctrines of secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism, which is taught right now in your schools from 1908 until 2015, right under our noses, they say, I quote, "believe that the traditional family structure must be eliminated in order to attain world peace," unquote. They're sneaking up on you, family. Sneaking up on you. Now, I have those articles in detail here. You know, I don't know if anybody wants to hear them. I can, but I'm going to move on unless somebody specifically asked me to mention them. But it would be hard to do it. It would be by email. I don't take calls anymore. I used to my other networks. I used to have a chat, and I realized that doesn't work, really. So they need justification. They had to change the culture from 1989 of thinking through TV, media, news, movies, video games, education. to change the thinking of the new generation so they'd finally sign that. And that's your rights of the child, to take your children away from you. And that's exactly what this article, the articles I read off. I've done a program on it before. That's what it does. Anyway. All this is documented. This is not something I'm making up at all. Should that treaty be ratified by the Senate in its future, your rights as a parent will be transferred to the federal government, hence the United Nations, hence the old Roman Empire, which will establish new bureaucracies that will investigate and prosecute you if you violate your children's rights as defined by the convention. Family, I got that information. It goes back to 1993. Now, what was that I read a little while ago? What was that? What did I say? Parents under investigation for neglect after allowing their kids to walk to the playground. Now, watch this. Watch this one. Ayn Rand wrote Atlas Shrugged. Atlas Shrugged is a fictional novel that's based on their actual principles, written in a fictional style so you won't catch on. Ayn Rand, who's covered by Paul Ryan, he likes her, and Ron Paul is a Rosicrucian. He says he's not a Mason, he's a liar. I just talked about that to somebody this morning. I gave him all they needed to prove that he was a Freemason. Rosicrucian, to be exact. None of them. You cannot trust one. Not one political candidate. Not one. Don't matter who it is. Zero. Well, watch this. They're going after those parents, right, for letting their kids walk to the park. Six police cars. Come on. And they'll overdo it a little bit. Well, let me show you the principle that's covered in Atlas Shrugged that talks about that. Here it is being played out. Watch this. Ayn Rand wrote in Atlas Shrugged, 1957. And by the way, she is a mistress, you know, mistress between mattress and mister. Mistress of Philip Rothschild. A mistress of Philip Rothschild. Ayn Rand. And Ron Paul, man, he quotes her. He loves her. And Paul Ryan, they're all the same. Well, she wrote in this book, as part of this the textbook study, here's what is a principle relative to what I just talked about. Quote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted. And you create a nation of lawbreakers, and then you cash in on guilt. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. This is how they play it in the fictional part of it. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with." Family, this would be an actual conversation to a new rising congressman that comes in, or to a new legislator, or somebody in a new position, to get them back on track. That would be the actual conversation. Well, they're passing those kind of laws now. They have been for quite a while. Setting the precedents of when they can take your kids away. Now, I got to tell you, what they're not telling you, here's a dot to connect. In Oregon, they've been pushing since 1993 of child euthanasia. So your children, if they're disabled, that's the part they're using as a vehicle. If your child is severely disabled, your child can elect to kill themselves. Isn't that pleasant? Huh? Yeah. Well, you say, oh, come on, Tom. Really? You better go look at it. And now I go to Belgium. In internet, of course. And the king there has already done it. Over 400 or 500 children have killed themselves. Now tell me it didn't happen. It's happening now. And in London, London, I believe it was, there's a woman petitioned, went to court, and received permission from the judge to go ahead and kill her child, murder her child, because she's severely disabled. Well, it only took 14 days for her child to die and starve to death. And now they're trying to pass it in Texas and Oregon? How come Oregon's not up in arms about that? Or they just don't know it's passing? Or the witchcraft, the Wicca, doing their little seances and their sacrifice of little animals or whatever they're killing, or babies, to try to keep this thing quiet and in control. Oregon's full of witchcraft and Wicca. And they work with the government. Your Pentagon is involved in this. Remote viewing and all kinds of other things going on. They weaponize witchcraft, literally. Got it from the Russians. It just goes and goes and goes and goes. Well, after all, Governor Perry, several years ago, 2010, I believe it was, tried to pass, make it mandatory that children 9 to 12 years old, mandatory to take the HPV shot. Now, the HPV shot is designed specifically not for cervical cancer, to sterilize your children. That's why they want the young boys to take it, to stop birth, to make them sterile. Look it up. It's killed 144 plus already. France, Japan, Spain have stopped it. How come we don't? Well, Governor Perry, that other rascal, got it passed for 2 months. And then residents in that area, in Houston or Dallas, wherever, went after it. And they stopped it cold. He lost. Didn't pass through as a law. Good job, Texas. You see, you can do something. There's things you can do. Armed revolution is not one of them. Have I got your head spinning so far? Well, it's complicated. I'll try to simplify it. So now, I've got two sides. Now I'm going to connect the dot to you. You ready? They passed a child... International Rights of the Child. And then your child wants to kill themselves because they're tired of being catered for and all this. You can't stop it. Or you're going to jail. You will go to jail if you try to stop it or interfere. And they'll bring your child with... It's not going to stop there, family. I know what they're going to do. Birth control. HPV shot. Now you get it? And when you're on ADHD drugs, which ADHD doesn't exist anyway, it's a lie, by these fraudulent psychiatrists and psychologists and psychos. That's where they get the name psycho. Because they're psychologists, psycho, psychiatrists, psycho. They're psychos. Give them ADHD drugs. All the shootings from Fort Hood to Columbine, they were all on psychotropic drugs. The suicides of veterans, most all of them, psychotropic drugs. Now, y'all getting the picture here? You see what's going on? So they're connected. So if your child is on ADHD, take those drugs, and once commit suicide, they can do it. And you can't stop it. Now you connect the dots. They got the Ouija board. You know how many suicides happen because of Ouija board? If you don't know, you better look it up. You got one for your child? Man, burn that sucker. I don't care if it's pink, blue, red, or polka dot. That Ouija board is real. It's about as bad as a 9mm weapon. I'm telling you, it is. You don't believe me? You better look at it. It is the occult. And you better check out the number of suicides caused from the supernatural intervention, the supernatural connection with the Ouija board. It is real. It works. Well, that causes suicides. You doing the math on this? This extends itself to a massive, massive direction. You got people out there working. Apparently, for example, January 15th, the new bill could mark the beginning of the end of Common Core. Thank goodness. Pray for that to happen. Common Core, No Child Left Behind. The Bush administration couldn't stop the make illegal homeschooling, so they had to do. They want homeschooling to stop. There's people out there trying to do the right thing. Common Core is a waste. Common Core is to slow down the education of your child and to thwart homeschooling. No Child Left Behind is to make fraudulent education. I'm not going to talk in detail. I've covered a program on that before, but Common Core, No Child Left Behind, it's all nonsense. It's designed to thwart the education of your child so they can't think on their own and then fill their heads with the video games. That is what it's designed. And then drugs. Let me tell you something else they did. Let me throw this out at you. In the 1880s, thereabouts, they put cocaine in the Coca-Cola. To the point that their jingle? Relieves fatigue. Yeah, cocaine has a way of doing that. I don't know from experience. Okay. Anyway. So, Relieves Fatigue was the selling jingle for it. It's on the sides of walls and buildings and all that. Relieves Fatigue. 5 cents to get a Coca-Cola. They put real cocaine in it. So I guess it would relieve fatigue. Well, somewhere in the, 1970s, 1980s, 1960s, somewhere in there, they got everybody addicted to it. Right? Baby boomers especially. And then they changed it, took the cocaine out is what they did. And they put tons of sugar in. So you wouldn't tell the difference. But it sure give you sugar diabetes. And make you hyper. Yeah. Oh. I see families up here in Mount Airy. Got Dr. Pepper, Coca-Cola, and like they're going to a gate party or what do you call it? When you go to whatever. No, I asked him, I said, what's that for? That's for my kids. They drink it for breakfast. Oh, God. What? Oh, yeah, they love it. You ever boiled down a Coke? I did. There's nothing but sugar, man. Now they're replacing that with, guess what? Yeah, energy drinks. Kids have already died because of that. Family, this is what it's all about. And they're going to put a tattoo on that's called the Mark of the Beast. Y'all getting what I'm telling you here? I've been following this, marketing it, checking it, and reporting it. These boys are sneaky. You know why they're doing all this? Because they're afraid. They're afraid of where their soul's going. They're afraid that Jesus Christ is real. What if he is real? Did you hear about the latest, the January the 15th article, the disabled boy says he didn't go to heaven after all, and the publisher says it will pull the book? Now you tell me that young boy come up with this fraud. Put up with it. Somebody put him up to it, as they do all the rest of them. Except this boy had the conviction to tell the truth. Oh, Oprah had a guy come on, some kind of medical doctor of some sort that said he died and went to heaven, and he said he talked to an angel, and the angel said that all sins are forgiven and all that's no problem. It's all nonsense. Everybody says they've been to... What happened when Jesus told Thomas, blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe? Is that going out the window? How about those that say, and this is on high level talk shows I've heard it, that Jesus came to sit with them in their car? You got to be kidding me. And came to talk to them in their bedroom at the foot of the bed? Jesus came to them? No way, not even possible. And then they turn away from the King James Bible? No, sir. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'll tell you that right now. Family, the supernatural is real. And they're trying to get in every which way away from the truth of the gospel. It was all based on causing fear, distraction. Family, I'm sorry to tell you all this. I really am. But you got to know where the truth lies. You got to know when that wave comes in to turn sideways or ride with it. Now you see what I mean? Because it's inevitable. So running away from it, denial is not going to get it. Time to take the bull by the horns. Now, to continue justifying their European Union intelligence agencies coming together, we had another one. French post office, hostage taken ends, no victims. Man, they're just hammering this thing, man. An armed man took several hostages in the post office in France. Man, France, you go boo. People go, wow. And all of a sudden they got guns there and all kinds of stuff going on. Holy Roman Empire is coming right up. They control you by fear and worry through the news, the media. I found in that article, a website, I swear, it's amazing. Illuminati recruiting period is now. They're recruiting people for Illuminati. Fear not, for your war-stricken, poverty-ridden planet, help is on the way. The Illuminati is an elite collective of leaders entrusted to protect the 7 billion members of the human race, human species. Our path for humanity, the universal design, has spanned throughout centuries. Man, they're admitting it. To safeguard humanity, lie, from extinction. They're causing the extinction, by the way. The scale of our operations require anonymity and whatever, leaving history with no mention of our work. I've been talking about it for 5 years, of the death and destruction the Illuminati's caused. And they're not done yet. But everything they do is going to lead them to destruction. Oh, they talk about when you join up. Oh, they got a textbook now. The Illuminati's role in preservation of the human species. God, what a lie. Decades old secrets of power and abundance. A little bit about Satan here, isn't it? How to join the Illuminati in the coming age. Your true purpose in our universal design. Family, they're preparing you for the coming of Sananda Emmanuel, the so-called Yeshua, the fake Jesus, the first one. That is, they're preparing you for the false prophet, the real false prophet of the Bible. So they got this coming out. They got the Roman Empire forming up in France. Family, we're close. We're very, very close. They got the, now I've got two commissioners meetings in Florida that's giving or trying to give Satan invocations before they start the meetings. Boy, I tell you what, we are so close. Now, I'm going to be putting out this weekend some exposés on selling your soul to the devil and who has done it, how they do it, so you can stay away from it. You know, sounds weird, don't it? But anyway, I go right after these things. Head into it. They even have a satanic coloring book for kids. Come on now! Satanic coloring book. European police, Holy Roman Empire police, arrest 24 in anti-terrorism sweeps. You know that, what is it, Shubat, Wombat, whatever his name is a fraud. He talks about, see, the whole idea is for the Third World War, as set up by Albert Pike in 1871, the Third World War is between Zionism and Islam. And for the two to fight to complete exhaustion, and then the Roman Empire will rise up after everybody else has beaten themselves to death. Okay, that's the plan. So to do that, they got to turn and show you Islam is evil, which is not hard to do. Even though Islam, listen, even though Islam was created by the Vatican in the first place, as was Zionism, Islam is to hook and crook the children of Ishmael, descendants. Zionism, hook and crook the children, descendants, out of Isaac and Jacob. To have them fight each other in God's eyes, God's face. There you go, God. You see what we're going to do to yours? Well, that's going to be their final act. Then begins the first trumpet. You got it now? You see how it's going to work? So now here's the point. Oh, Wombat. Is it Wombat? Shoebat? Whatever his name is? All right, whatever. He says, and this is recent. Oop, I lost it. Uh-oh. Where was it? Sorry, I lost it. Oh, yeah. Leaked documents. Oh, baloney. Leaked documents. Turkey, the most powerful Muslim state in the world, is not only smuggling weapons to Islamic terrorists, but is also reviving its ancient image of the beast. Okay, so making Turkey look like the beast. Turkey. Yeah? Evil. Islam. Well, if that's the truth, riddle me this. I mean, some of y'all know me. You're saying, oh, here we go. Since they're the enemy, and then Russia's the enemy, right, supposedly? But in this case, Turkey is the enemy. Why was it then the CIA, back in 1993, asked the Pakistani, which are Muslim, ISI, to divert part of their terrorists and Mujahideen, called the HUM, H-U-M, Harkat al-Mujahideen, and the Harkat Jihad al-Islami Juji. Did you like that? I practiced that. To Bosnia in 1993 to assist the Muslims there in their fight against the Serb Orthodox Christians. Now, watch this. The transfer to Bosnia was funded by Saudi intelligence. See, the CIA got this started, working with Saudi. Family, I worked in Saudi Arabia and helped train the Saudi Arabian National Guard for about 3 or 4 years. I was the operations manager. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I worked with them. We trained them with Vanel. I know about MPRI, worked both sides of Macedonia with the terrorists that are Albanian and the Macedonian forces against each other. We had MPRI on both sides. I know there were 17 of them that were working with the rebels against the Macedonian forces. Macedonian forces had MPRI too. We were both sides. So CIA working with ISI to move the jihad to Bosnia to assist the Muslims to fight the Serb Christians. The transfer of 10,000 Mujahideen was funded by Saudi intelligence. The arms and ammunition were given by Iranian intelligence. Leadership and motivation was provided by serving and retired officers of the ISI and the Turkish intelligence. They are working together. And you know Omar Sheikh? Omar Sheikh, he's a man who killed bin Laden in 2001. Omar Sheikh was the one who killed bin Laden in the year 2001. At least by 2007, bin Laden was dead, according to Benir Bhutto. Yeah. Anyway. He masterminded, Omar Sheikh masterminded the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl, also Wall Street Journal. Omar Sheikh was CIA. He got his jihad experience in Bosnia, like bin Laden got his in Afghanistan. And from Bosnia, they were all diverted to Kosovo by CIA and left in the lurch after they'd done their had your job in the Balkans, and we put him up to it. Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar. No better than Knights of Malta. Boinking and... Doggone it, you know, when are y'all going to... need help. Anyway. They all work together, family. Right there is the evidence. Slam dunk. I told you, I don't tell you anything unless I can prove it. So now they're... Oh, Wombat. I keep messing it up. Shoebat, or whatever his name is. His role is to go around lecturing people. I used to be an Islamic terrorist. And I can tell you, oh, he's so full of baloney, more than Oscar Myers got in their warehouses. Their role is to show the evil of Islam. Then you got the white bread, the evil of Zionism. So they'll fight each other, and the Roman Empire is going to come up out of nowhere. That's the big plan. Now, do y'all recall, again, that I said that the law enforcement, the cops, were being targeted. That you have good cops and bad cops. I've told you all that they have infiltrated almost every police department. ADL, for whatever reason, is being allowed to train our federal and state and local law enforcement. They have no business training our cops. Yet people out there allow it. How come the cops don't speak up and say, why is ADL here? You bunch of murderers, why are they here? You know ADL? Woo-hoo, they're powerful. Oh, they are powerful. They work for the committee, the 300 Illuminati. Why are they training our cops nationwide? Why are they training our cops? Are they training to be killers? Or the ones they've got under control that are under a blood oath? That'd be the reason. ADL is with MI5, MI6. It's committed to 300 men. They're way up there. They're high up. Why are they over here training our cops? What business is it of theirs? Well, they're part of the New World Order. Well, I also said that they're taking felons, 185,000 plus, trained in the Christian identity. Blackwater. Taking felons out of prisons. Training them up to make a national police force. So first they got to infiltrate into the police departments, precincts, identify the good cops that they're going to take out, to set up situations that will destroy our faith in the institution of law enforcement, just like the Freemasons are there to destroy our faith in the institution of education. That's where your teachers are, you know, seducing young boys, and while all this stuff going on in the education department. It's all part of the scheme. I'd warned y'all about this. They infiltrated the police departments. They're the ones doing all this handcuffing and beating up and shooting and all this stuff. All of them? No. Just enough in each one to prepare for the day when the world revolutionary plan says, go for it. The cops of today that are good cops, I'm warning you, you cannot trust your Freemason partner. You cannot trust him. He's got secrets from you he can't tell you. And the others you see that are doing illegal, they're there for that purpose. They're a part of this takedown. To split us all up. Disable the military, disable the law enforcement. In preparation for takeover by UN troops and the North American Union. It's coming. Just like the waves. But remember, they lose. But in the meantime, now, when I told you all that, I'm just not bringing it up just to bring it up. I got something for you that I found. I got my favorite thing. It's called testimony. But y'all tired of hearing me talk anyway, aren't you? Let's go with it. Baltimore cop.
All I ever wanted to do. Both my parents were New York City cops right here. Grew up in a law enforcement family. It's all I ever wanted to do. I just wanted to help people.
Joe Crystal was a member of the Baltimore Police Department.
Extremely quick. When I was in the academy, I was in charge of my class. I was my class commander. Upon graduating, I received the commissioner's award for the trainee that exhibits the most leadership. I was the first in my class to make detective. It took me a year after I got out to make detective, and that was probably one of the most proud moments of my life.
2011, he saw something that changed his career forever.
while I was there. I was working as a drug detective. Saw a guy selling drugs on the street. We went to stop him. The guy threw the drugs and ran. He was ultimately chased and kicked in the back door of a woman's home. Other cops went in, and they were able to place the guy under arrest. We secured the drugs from that he had thrown that we saw him selling. You know, stuff like that in Baltimore, honestly, it happens every day. It's nothing that's out of the norm or necessarily a big thing. The unfortunate thing was that this guy kicked in the back door of a woman who was the girlfriend of another cop that I didn't know personally in a different part of the city, an off-duty cop. After he was placed in our transport wagon and sent down to the city jail, the sergeant spoke to the off-duty officer. They had some sort of communication, and the sergeant on the radio called the wagon back, brought the suspect back into the house, and they brought him into a back room where he was assaulted. Ultimately, I found out later on that he had his ankle broken, and you know, he had also said that he was assaulted and beat. At that time, all I could think about was, you know, that as cops, we needed to, you know, a police ourselves. You know, I didn't want to be a part of that. I didn't become a cop to get justice. I became a cop to get real justice. And, you know, I spoke to my parents, who, like I told you, were both New York City cops that night. And I tried to report about, you know, what had happened. I didn't want to be a part of that. What happened that night was wrong, no matter how it happened. If, you know, you had done that, if somebody else had done that, nobody would have even thought twice about taking you to jail. It's never okay to beat a handcuffed suspect. You know, we're supposed to uphold the law. I tried to report it that night and was told that if I snitched about what happened, that it would be the end of my career. After that, it was like a roller coaster that I just couldn't get off of.
He chose to report to the authorities. He blew the whistle.
I had to deal with, you know, being called a snitch and a rat by sergeants and other officers. I had multiple times I called for backup, and nobody came to back me up. You know, in dangerous situations, chasing a felony drug suspect. Nobody from my squad told me they didn't want to ride with me because I talked about what had happened. I had a sergeant call me and threaten me at my house and tell me I better pray to God I'm not the star witness. Somebody placed a dead rat of mine on my wife's car. It kept going even from there. I was moved around to the point where I didn't even know where I was supposed to be going to work. I didn't know where I was reporting on a daily basis. It just got to the point where I couldn't do my job. The badge I had didn't mean anything. I was being told, hey, for the next 12 hours, I need you to stare at this alley, and I need you to tell me, you know, if anybody tries to rob or break into any of these houses, or stare at this trail and see if anybody comes up this trail for the next 8 hours, you know. The badge didn't mean anything at that point because I wasn't in a position to help anybody because I just wasn't even being allowed to. So I ended up making a decision to leave the police department ultimately and give up my dream, my childhood dream of being a cop.
Despite his treatment by fellow cops, Crystal still supports police officers.
98-99% of cops are great. They work all hours of the night. They, you know, make sure that they protect you and your families. You know, they do the right thing. Anti-cop mentality now and the untrust that the public has of officers right now, that's not because of the majority, the 98 or 99%. That's because of the 1 or 2%. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's scary. You know, I ultimately ended up having to move in 1,100 miles. I lost my entire career. I went from having a rocket strapped on my back and blowing up the ranks to, you know, ultimately being thrown down. So I'm hoping that, you know, the lawsuit that I filed, that it will help other cops, you know, feel the strength to come forward and, you know, talk about what happened. Talk about, you know, if they saw something, that they don't have to be afraid, that we're here to help you, you know, and that they could actively police the police themselves. You know, we're not above the law. And I'm just hoping that that's what I'd ultimately like to see happen with this whole thing, is that, you know, it's going to instill that integrity, that citizens could look and, you know, read your guy's article or, you know, look at me and say, look, not all cops are bad. And you know what? He's right. Most cops do good things.
This is not isolated. It's going to happen all over the United States now. It's been happening for a long time. Right there it is. That's just, I finally found a testimony that confirms it. And this is common of what's going on. Just people aren't reporting it. Others are afraid. And understandable. I need backup. Well, we don't have anybody. They will do that in a heartbeat. It's what's going on today to destroy the institution that we've all held close. It's a Marxist agenda. Now, here's the interesting part. The ones doing it are going to be taken out themselves. They don't know that yet. This is how they work it. Did you all see, I thought it was very interesting. This is kind of changing the subject a little bit, but I think I made my point there, and there's your testimony. So need I say more? There was an article came out, European police arrest 24 anti-terrorist sweeps. That's the article came out today, or is yesterday, I believe. Well, I was scrolling down the article. This is amazing. And I come across this picture of France, the president of France, François Hollande, Frankie Hollande. I failed French. I couldn't deal with it. It's too feminine. I couldn't deal with it. Hollande. And he welcomes U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Except it is picturesque. Down home we call it picturesque. It is picturesque. You know what it's picturesque of? Well, let me describe it for you. You can find it if you want to. It is just cozy. You got Hollande with his right hand in the back of Kerry, his left hand in the back of Kerry, thereabouts. And Kerry's got his hand around his elbow and his back. They're hugging, right? Now, I'm not seeing what their feet's doing, but they're literally hugging. I mean, their belly button's touching belly button. And their face about 6 inches apart. And you're thinking, oh, Tom, come on. I said, no, watch this. So something struck me. I said, boy, that looks mighty, mighty familiar. And sure enough, it is. I found another picture of Obama. And hugging the actor named Robert Parker, actor of Sandy Hook, talking to President Obama. Obama's got his right hand on his shoulder, and old alleged victim parent, Robert Parker, got his right hand on Obama's side, and they're all hugged up, too. I said, boy, that is really familiar, too, and I found out it was. You know what it is? They give you a quote. The sacred embrace and 5 points of fellowship, the Masonic Lodge. Quote, Masonic ritual describes the 5 point of fellowship as inside of right foot and the side of the right foot, knee to the knee of two people, two masons, breast to breast, hand to back, mouth to ear, as explained by the master of the Masonic Lodge, the third degree ritual. The 5 points of fellowship serve a double purpose in instructing in fraternal duties, as well as forming a mode of recognition through a method of explaining and emphasizing the need for brotherly love, cooperation, and unity. The points may vary slightly among different Masonic lodges at different locations. Time periods, for example, cheek to cheek instead of mouth to ear. But they're all similar. That is their sign right there in broad daylight of their Masonic origin. Slam dunk. Family, I can't get more clear than that. Now, I'm going to play you something, another part. Let's see, there's more articles before I do that. Make sure I cover everything today. Why did U.S. birth rates plummet by 310,000 births last year? We know why. GMO products, HPV shots, ELF transmissions. They got to cut the birth rate. It's being done by design. Now we know the plan. More surveillance and a Patriot Act for Europe is coming. And they also, remember I was talking about the eliminating the death penalty that the Pope's calling for? Is a New Age concept? Well, they're letting you know. Oklahoma carries out first execution since the botched lethal injection in April. Oh, they got to throw that in there. Double execution scheduled in Oklahoma. It's all coming around. And I told you about the National Police Force. Here we go. Major cities across the United States becoming equipped with full-time SWAT teams. Creeping up on us, man. Here you got Al Sharpton. Freemason, Boule Society, Al Sharpton. Of which Martin Luther King was not. That's why this Pentagon and the Boule Society, and the Freemasons, and the Jesuits murdered Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X, because they weren't playing with them. Well, now Al Sharpton He's calling for Emergency Diversity Task Force meeting after Selma. Then I found an article. You'll sort of get the hint. Racism is a vital weapon employed by this government. Family racism was planned in 1611, set up in 1712, orchestrated, getting ready, and Lincoln was a part of it as Emancipation Proclamation. He was Illuminati, but he balked on them. Greenbacks and all that, and that's why the Jesuits killed him. Lincoln was killed by the same organization that JFK was, and Martin Luther King, and Barry Jennings, and Bill Cooper, and Larry McDonald, and McKinley. Shall I continue? I can, you know. Look at here, racism linked with gun ownership and opposition to gun control in white Americans, y'all. Golly. And new research shows link between the rates of gun ownership and homicides. Do tell. And, quote, guns in homes strongly associated with higher rates of suicide. Really? See what they're doing? More, and here's another article. Do more gun laws mean fewer gun deaths? Now, I bet you the president of the United States in 2016 is going to be a Republican. I don't know who, but see, they already know who's going to be the president. It's already picked. They just got to get the population to accept it. Once they appoint the president, it's going to be a Republican. Why? Because, you see, they got articles coming out, and there's going to be more. But why would they put this article out? This is not just now. You're going to see more of these coming, you see? It's just the beginning of them. Democrats defend naming Muslim to House Intelligence Panel. Democrats, Muslim, defending it. Oh, we don't want that again. And then U.S. Attorney General, you know who he is, right? Yeah. He bans asset seizure by local police. Oh, we got to get him out of there. Holder, he's got to go. Family. Surely to goodness you're not this naive. Holder holds the ties of the shoes as he ties the shoes, like all the rest of them in this government. They shine the shoes when the Jesuits tell them to jump. Holder is nothing but a pawn. He has no power, and actually neither does the president. They jump when the Jesuits tell them to, and the Jesuits jump when the Illuminati tells them to. Who exactly? Pepe Orsini of the Italian Illuminati. The Jesuits tell the countries what to do. You don't want to do it? We'll kill you. We'll call you enemy. We'll call you a demon. We'll call you evil. We'll cause an earthquake. We'll cause revolution in your country. You want to take the loans or not? Okay, we thought you would. This is how it really works. General Butler, Smedley Butler, wrote a treatise. Three-time Medal of Honor winner. Turned one down, record show two. He wrote a treatise called War is a Racket. That's another story. They never told me that in basic school. So now the Attorney General, for some reason, bans asset seizure by local police. Don't you think that'd tick them off? Yeah. This is all for manipulation heading toward the elections. Oh, there's going to be more, a lot more coming. So let me let this run for you. Let's see what happens here. How about this? Are you ready?
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order can emerge, a new era, freer from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace. An era in which the nations of the world, east and west, north and south, can prosper and live in harmony. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace, while 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. A world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle, A world in which nations recognize the shared responsibility for freedom and justice.
What a liar.
A world where the strong respect the rights of the weak.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. Peace.
September 11th, 1991, he said this. September 11th, 1991. I got a lot more for you.
And security, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. In the words of Winston Churchill, a world order in which the principles of justice and fair play protect the weak against the strong. A world where the United Nations, freed from Cold War stalemate, is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders.
Churchill, cousin, second cousin to Stalin. Churchill, second cousin to Hitler. Stalin, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. And Churchill, working with J.P. Morgan, May the 7th, 1915, is responsible, according to records, for the willful murder of 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania. This is documented by historians. Willfully, he orchestrated, him and J.P. Morgan, the death on purpose of 1,201 lives. Churchill was a Knights of Malta. Do the math on that.
And that's why I wanted to speak to you today about the new world taking shape around us, about the prospects for a new world order now within our reach. In the coming weeks, I'll be talking in some detail about the possibility of a new world order emerging after the Cold War. But today, I want to discuss another aspect of that order. You see, as the Cold War drew to an end, we saw the possibilities of a new order in which nations work together. It refers to new ways of working with other nations to deter aggression and to achieve stability. As old threats recede, new threats emerge. The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay. We must build on the successes of Desert Storm to give new shape and momentum to this new world order. Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order. The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities. This order gains its mission and shape not just from shared interests, but from shared ideals.
The President, George Bush, has talked time and time again about
Mondale.
The world order. And this is the best chance to begin to establish the new world order. And that's why the stakes are so high.
From 1945 and the end of the war through 1989 and the end of the Cold War,
Billy Bob Clinton,
we had a worldview. Republican and Democratic presidents alike, from Harry Truman to George Bush, stood for freedom and stood for certain propositions that would make America strong and healthy and grow the middle class and shrink poverty and stand against communism. And after 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order, and instead it looks like we got a lot of disorder. And we still, and after 9/11, we've been more sensitive.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive.
Gore, cousin to Bush, Cheney, Romney, they're all cousins. This is Gore talking. You know, the global warming Gore. They're all cousins, by the way.
Drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
Now, much has been said by the...
Kerry. Kerry is also cousin to Bush, Romney, Cheney, and Gore. They're all cousins. And they're members of the Skull and Bones. You remember when I said to you all how the pharaohs migrated to Europe and began the ruling class there in Europe as a royal bloodline of kings and queens you have today? All these are members of that group. The Roman Empire.
Secretary of State and others about a new world order, about a defining moment in history. I have no doubt about the potential of this moment to be defining in terms of history, but that definition can be negative as well as positive. And how negative or positive it will be will depend on what kind of new world order we really create. Can it truly be said that the United States of America, trading off better treatment to China for an abstention on a vote, cozying up to Syria with its record of support for terrorism, or making promises to other countries in exchange for a hold your coat, you go ahead and take the risks and casualties endorsement. Can it truly be said that these create a new world order? Can it really be said that we're building a new world order when it's almost exclusively the United States who will be fighting in the desert? Not alone, but almost. Displaying pride and impatience and implementing what essentially amounts to a Pax Americana. Is that a new world order? Can it really be said that this is a true new world order when it lacks a true United Nations collective security effort with the full measure of international cooperation and burden sharing which that should carry?
With the end of the Cold War, Henry Kissinger pointed out in his superb book on diplomacy, he said, none of the most important countries which must build a new world order have had any experience with the multi-state system that is emerging. Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period. That was written in 1994, and it may be even more relevant today.
As I've told you before, because I love it so much, Pelosi. They also created the Great Seal of the United States. And that Great Seal of the United States has on it Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new order for the centuries, for the ages, forever.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
During the conflict with Saddam Hussein, which he handled so superbly, and
some congressmen don't even know
about a new world order.
But David
President Bush
turned
that war.
Jurgen,
four graduation
David Jurgen
commencement addresses, describing that new world order and what America's role was going to be in it. Turned out he gave one of those addresses and canceled the other three and talked about something else. That's why, because they weren't.
And this present window
in Rockefeller,
which a truly peaceful and interdependent world order might be.
Okay, it goes on. I got like another 15 minutes of that. Family, this whole Roman Empire, they're going to fail miserably. But they're going to get for a little while. This is what I told you about 2 hours ago. Family, we're on the end here. Tonight, Bible study. This past week, we talked about Daniel. Last night, Isaiah. And apparently tonight, I'm going to talk about Revelation. It all just kind of comes together this week. It wasn't planned that way. So tonight, I'm going to talk about the book of Revelation. in my Bible study, 8 to 9. Remind you all that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net, plays my broadcast and my Bible studies, and I appreciate it, up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has sponsors, and his sponsors keep him going. And I just ask that you visit there, and if you'd like, and if you need to use his sponsors, find out where they are if you're in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and use his sponsors and give him a good word or whatever, and have him keep going. For me, he just plays my broadcasts and my Bible studies. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is watchmanforjesus. There you go. That's my commercial. That's all my commercials right there. That's all I do on this broadcast. I try to get you the truth. And then I go about my happy little business. This is the low town of Andy Griffinville. I'll be doing the same thing Monday 4 to 6 until I can't do it anymore. I got to keep going. Bring you the truth. Family, y'all have a good weekend, a great weekend, and look up, because Jesus Christ is coming back. But family, it won't be till after the 7 years tribulation. There will be tribulation on this planet. Don't let these evangelists on the TV fool you. Carl Gallup, Irvin Baxter, all these guys, P.P. Simmons. We're not anywhere in the first seal yet. We're definitely not in the sixth trumpet. That's ridiculous. It'll be worldwide and it'll be known. And it's not done yet. But family, in the meantime, live your life. Seek Jesus Christ. He's your Savior. Don't worry about this fear and worry. Worry about living your life. Deny self. Take up the cross with Jesus. He'll take care of the rest. Y'all have a good night. Great weekend. It's your Watchman. Signing off.
Sunlight from the skies, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end.